Hi, and welcome to a unique audio offering on Ebola from The Conversation Africa. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is struggling to bring the latest outbreak under control. A great deal of analysis has been written about why the virus continues to take its toll. But what actually happens to someone who has been infected with the virus? For an explanation, we turn to Janusz Pałeszka, who is the head of the Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Diseases at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases in South Africa.
If you have a case of Ebola, obviously at the very initial stage, and that's the problem, that at the very, very initial stage, these symptoms are not very specific. It could be anything. That's why most of the outbreaks, they are misdiagnosed. Like, for example, the West African outbreak, at the start, it was diagnosed as cholera. Many cases are diagnosed like malaria cases or some kind of a diarrhea cases. They're not diagnosed straightforward as Ebola because the symptoms are very unspecific. Flu-like symptoms, you can have a diarrhea, you can have a vomiting, you've got a muscle pain, headache, fever. Many disease actually shows the same symptoms, right? Only later on you actually might have, more advanced symptoms which might suggest that this is something very, very serious or more serious than the common infection. If you see, for example, bleedings. But the bleeding, the external bleeding is not very often. People think that each Ebola patient will bleed. But this is not the case. About 20% of the people will have this extensive bleeding. But I tell you what, the bleeding, if you don't even see the bleeding is happening because you've got two types of bleeding. The external bleeding, you can see the bleeding from the nose, the bleeding from the mouth, the bleeding from the ears, the bleeding from the vagina and so things, right? That you can see, right? You can't miss that. But, as I said, this is a case for every Ebola case. 15% of the people will show this external bleeding, but most of them will bleed internally because Ebola is a very ruthless killer. We can actually explain the Ebola action in the body as dying of thousands of cuts. And I tell you why. What Ebola does, Ebola is damaging the structure of the endothelium of the small vessels, right? The small capillaries which deliver oxygen, which deliver the food to the cells, to the body. And because of the replication and damaging of the endothelial structure of vessels, you've got the leaks, yeah? So I call this like a cut. Your capillaries are cut. And these cuts are multiple. They all around. Okay, that's why you've got these small, small leaks and you bleeding into your own body. Plasma is leaving your bloodstream and is filling your thorax. You can't breathe, for example. It's filling your abdomen, right? It's actually kind of infiltrating the tissue structure of kidney, lung, livers, and obviously that leads to the multi-organ failure and people are dying. Okay, so Ebola is like dying because of thousands of internal cuts.